This right here?
This is Robert James' joint headstone with Clyde Eugene.
Two brothers killed 8 months apart fighting in the Pacific Theater in World War II. One's remains came home, the other's did not.
Robert was declared non-recoverable in 1949.
Tom Hatch knows him as Uncle Jim, though he never knew him at all. Jim was only 21 years old when he died in November 1943 in Tarawa. It was a 3.5-day battle where around 1,000 Marines and sailors were killed.
Uncle Jim was killed almost immediately as he was trying to set up a machine gun. And my grandmother actually had three soldiers who were right there in his company that witnessed him being killed. That visited her after the war.
Myrtle Hatch wrote to the military hoping they could find her son.
And unfortunately, she died 40 years after that last letter without having had that satisfaction.
And then Alvin Hatch died in 2007, still not knowing where his younger brother was.
In March of this year, 2019, a group called History Flight, who has the cadaver sniffing dogs and ground scanning radar, he discovered what is called Trench D that had several skeletons in it.
Defense Department scientists used dental records, anthropological means, and chest radiographs. And finally, this September, the Hatch family got a phone call. They had identified Jim.
Now, the military had very graciously offered to bury his remains in Arlington Cemetery, which would have been a great honor, but we felt it most appropriate to come home to Bountiful.
Home to where he grew up, on a farm with three boys who all enlisted after Pearl Harbor. Home to where his family is.
You can see from the headstones 5 feet away, he's being buried next to his parents. 7 feet from their older brother. 12 feet from their grandfather. We're now looking at from his death in 1943 until now, 76 years to get him home.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.